All right, Justin Barsha, Salt Lake City 6, really good ride. Look, I can't come on here and just like tell you how awesome you are without telling you that I've been saying in my shows, like, I don't know what's going on with Barsha. He doesn't look as good. Like, I don't know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. So I can't be that guy. But tonight was great. You came from the back. You fought hard. Like, your fitness was great, of course. Like, I thought tonight was your best race by far.
Yeah, man. It's been a difficult Salt Lake trip, you could say. I mean, honestly, tonight is the first night I was able to ride my bike to, like, you know, more of my bike was able to ride my full potential. And, I haven't talked about
it. Is it the dirt tonight that maybe helped? I don't know.
There was like anywhere there's traction, my bike works.
Right.
And then like, you know, when it's hard pack and shit, it just doesn't work. Like the whoops were less difficult than they have been. And we have improved our setup. Like we've been really like, let's be honest here. Like Salt Lake is probably one of the worst places ever you can ride a Yamaha, like for condition wise. Like the Yamaha does not like this dirt. Like it doesn't like the edges. It doesn't but tonight I was for sure like the best I was able to ride. The results have been, you know, not where I should be. Like in the beginning of the season, it was really good, and you know, but this place is difficult, and I mean, it's been tough on everybody at the team and myself and my teammate. And I don't know. It's just it's been a difficult one for sure. The big thing now is like we've kind of got the bike, you know, working a lot better on the track, but neither me or Aaron can get off the start. So
yeah,
it's difficult. That's really all I can say.
Well, I was gonna ask you about the starts because they've been garbage for the most part for you. And so, but I don't know if that's a confidence thing / bike thing. You know what I mean? Because you know you can't run the pace, so maybe you don't get the start as much as you should have. I don't know. You guys are weird riders, but I think that's all tied in, right?
Yeah, for sure. But like, I do think there's some. You know, we struggled with our starts in the beginning of the season, and then we got them fixed towards the end. And we found a part that made our starts better, but it doesn't work on hard packed tracks. So all right, you could get a good start, but then you would just go backwards. Like it's a really drastic thing.
Yep.
So we really like, just, you know, it's no secret, right? We're obviously behind the eight ball, here in Salt Lake on track conditions. And, you know, we're just, it's showing, you know, at the end of the day, I think you could ask anybody at the team and they'd say, you know, they tell you the same thing. We're just, you know, we're behind.
Yeah. I know, it sucks. And you're right. This is a very unique dirt, a very kind of weird condition and altitude at that. So that adds stuff to it too. You know?
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. We've done a lot of changes on the bike. We, you know, we were trying to tackle the suspension for, you know, the first whole half. And finally I'm like, you know, guys, listen, I don't think this is it. Like we tried everything. It's still not working. So we went down, this is going to sound crazy because you lose power at altitude, but we went down on power, quite drastically, on engine setup and changed some primary gearing. And, you know, the last 2-3 races, it has been better on the track. So we did make progress there, but you know, we're still lacking on the start. So hopefully
you're taking it away from the start. So that's where you know. So.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we'll be able to figure something out for this last race coming up for the start. But it's been a difficult one.
tonight was just a battle for you. 16th to 9th, just grinding it out with guys, it looked like a lot of work.
Yeah, every race has been like that out here so far. And obviously tonight I was able to, you know, ride my bike better and it showed. But it's, you know, there's no, you know, if I was in first place, it'd be the same amount of work. Like I'd be riding it just as hard. But like, I think mentally and physically, this is very difficult because it's, you know, you're not in the position you want to be in, but you just rode as hard as you would have in first place or ninth place. So it's definitely frustrating, but I've just been keeping a cool head and working hard and trying to, you know, Wednesdays and Sundays, man, it's been crazy. And unfortunately I had that one DNF where I killed myself.
Oh my God. Oh God, dude, that was gnarly. The net didn't even save the bike or anything. The net.
No. It was a complete disaster, man. I got kicked in the rear and then my hand slipped and I whiskey throttled and I was all right, like my body, but it, the crazy thing is I woke up 2 days ago and my neck was completely locked up. So it caught up with me eventually, the whiplash.
Oh boy. Yeah. The bike almost hit Daniel Blair, which we made a lot of fun of that, getting hit by a bike. Yeah.
I was really freaked out when I started running because I was like, did I just murder somebody? Like that the Yamaha's not a light bike, so I might have just killed somebody.
It's a possibility. The lawyers could be involved here if there's something.
Yeah, I was actually pretty worried I killed somebody, but luckily the bike just ghosted into the bales or whatever the hell those things are, and I searched for it, found it, and then I realized the front end was snapped off, so kind of ended that quick.
It was something else for sure. Well, hey man, I'll let you get back to dinner. Thank you for the time for this, and like I said, good job tonight. The ninth wasn't great, but like the work and the effort was there, right? So
it's just I appreciate it, and you know that's how it's felt this whole time. I've been, you know, you don't see the behind the scenes stuff, you know. So I appreciate it, and thanks for the call.
Cool, thanks, Justin.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.